welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 22nd, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my glorious co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Every week, I get a new title, and every week, I think I don't deserve it.
It's okay, I'm going to run out of titles eventually.
That's good.
So, how you doing this week?
Fine. Still working a lot.
Yeah, and it looks like you had to work to find some news for us to talk about. Seems to be a pretty slow week.
Yeah, there were more stuff than I picked, but a lot of that was into the historical segment, and we don't often mention those. So by keeping to the more fantastical and sci-fi style, we had less choice.
Okay. Well, let's get this underway and see what we got. First up, we're going to talk about events. So it's going to kind of go through this because we've mentioned these quite a few times now. You got the Style Cup 3. Man, I love that name. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I love that name. On April 30th in Repentigny.
Yeah, that's a Blood Bowl tournament, 4-game, approved by the NAF organization. $35 pre-registration, $40 at the door. That includes a lunch and dinner. You can find all the info about it in the link we'll provide in the show notes.
Awesome. And next up is Indy Open 8 on May 7th and 8th.
So big two-day tournament are run by Indy Open with the help of the Club KS, which I'm part of. We have a double-day 40K and 9th-age tournament and single-day events for three different War Machine tournaments, Guild Ball, X-Wing, and Infinity. There is also, on May 7th, the Figurine Quebec Painting Contest run by Mathieu Fontaine, which you could have heard about in the last main show we released. All the info is available in the show notes. We'll have a link toward the Norton Defender registration and also toward Figurine Quebec. Last mention, if you want to get a free t-shirt with your registration, it's the last week. You need to register by March 27th.
And I think there's still seats left in pretty much everything, isn't there?
In everything.
Perfect. So sign up, get your free t-shirts, come beat me in the War Machine Casual Tournament on Saturday. On that note, let's head into the news. So what do we got up here first? As always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. First up, a company we've all heard of, Avatars of War, has released a couple new models. The Grand Redemptor of Raviel? Question mark? And the Dark Elf Black Corsair. So tell us about these models, Antoine.
The Grand Redemptor is what you would probably call... what's their name in the Empire Army for Game Workshop? The guy, the Manhunter? Not the Manhunter, but the...
The Inquisitors?
They had a special character with a crossbow that could snipe people in units. That's exactly what he makes me think of.
Oh, wasn't that the Witch Hunter?
Yeah, the Witch Hunter.
Yeah.
He makes me think of a Russian witch hunter.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And then you got the...
The Black Corsair looks like one of the Fleet Master, but this one with two legs. More feral one, two jagged blades axe, cool armor. Both poses are... Not static, but a bit flat, but there probably are also a single piece or not too many pieces contrary to most Game Workshop kits, so easy to assemble.
You know, it makes me think a little of Mantic sculpts. Mm-hmm. Generally not super dynamic, so it's easier to mold that way.
Yeah, but more detailed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is, I mean, we're talking about Avatars of War here, so the detail level is really good. But like you said, they're a bit flat looking in terms of pose, not in terms of detail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Tor Gaming. Near and dear to our hearts.
Oh, yes.
Release Relics version 2 in open beta.
So the new rules are available to playtest and comment on. So you have the change to the main rules, and you also have 4 faction packs. The Orknars are not included in the list, so you'll have all the other active faction except Orknars because they are being the fluff will change and will move forward with the new edition, and the Orknars are getting a like a redo, bigger than just an edition change.
I guess they were just not balanced some way.
Yeah, but also the models are a bit outdated.
Okay.
And instead of just redoing the rules, from what I understood, the models will be reworked onto, and maybe a bit more of the faction style.
All right. Makes sense. I mean, you know what, folks? Do yourself a favor. Go check out Tor Gaming. Mm-hmm. I know we plug them all the time, but it's such a good little company with such a fun little game and neat miniatures. It's worth checking out. It really is. I'm actually at their website right now, and it looks like it's in development. So there's some weird things going on with their templates and stuff. But
it moves sometime.
Yeah, it's WordPress gone bad, but you know it's work in progress. Small one man company, or actually it's a few people now, I think. But
yeah,
most work's done by one guy, so
yeah,
you got to cut him some slack.
Shout out to Gavin.
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin's a good guy. Next up in the news, the Mushroom Shaman. Now, this model looks kind of funky. It's kind of creepy, kind of cool. I really like it.
Yeah, it makes me think of like a Japanese forest spirit or something. With the mask, or maybe it's not a mask. It's unclear.
Yeah, you know, the mushroom cap looks like a cicat hat, right? Like
it's
definitely supposed to infer that whole Japanese theme. And
on a weird side.
Yeah. It's definitely got a creepy, kind of strange look. And it's quite big, 54 millimeter, right? Yes. 60 millimeters to the top of the model.
Nice model to paint. A lot of flat surface, so lots of fun with shading.
Yep.
And different textures, like the mushroom still are flat, but would probably come out good with a really glossy finish, so you can play with that compared to the robes and the staff. So probably an interesting mini to paint.
Yeah, I think so. And pretty reasonable at 28 euros for the size. Yes. So can't really complain too much. And next up, last in this section, is a model by Figon. It's Moloch, the Mountain Giant. It confused me because the name is actually in French, and
yes,
my brain didn't want to speak French on an English podcast. But yeah, this guy is really, really cool.
Yeah, he's big, 150 millimeters.
And he's...
So that's about 6 inches?
Yeah, he's quite tall and lanky, so he's not GW giant lanky,
mm-hmm.
but he's quite slim, right? He's not like, if you look at the other giants I've got from like Mirsha Miniatures or whatever, they're muscled and very, very bulky. This guy is like lean and
he's cut. He's less of a weightlifter and more of a soccer player.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's got some really cool details, the filigree on the helmet, the horns, and the studio paint job they have is quite good too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little rough in some ways. It makes me think almost of, in some ways, of Jim Wappel painting style.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
Because the colors aren't necessarily, like the parts aren't super sharp. It just looks like colors splotched on, but to a good effect. But the painting style looks very, very almost impressionistic, as opposed to realistic. Very cool. So, and I didn't actually catch the price on him.
59 euros.
Oh, good price for that model.
Yes.
Definitely good value. All right. Well, that takes us into the Kickstarter stuff. And I'm going to try to not forget to mention when the Kickstarter's end this week. So Antoine doesn't have to talk over me and remind me. So first up, we have the Deep Wars by Antimatter Games. So...
In fact, the Kickstarter project is for Blood Reef, which is an expansion.
Oh, see, I had to screw something up, Antoine. I was so focused on the date, I had to, yeah. So it's the Blood Reef expansion, this is absolutely correct. So Deep Wars funded a couple years ago. I saw them demoing last year at Adepticon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you tried it? No.
No, I did not. I did not get to demo, but I saw the table out, and I was like, oh, I remember seeing the Kickstarter for that. You know?
I have the book for the basic game for Deep Wars, and I also have the they have a land version of it, Shadow Sea, something like that. I'm drawing a blank on the exact name. But I like the concept, especially of Deep Wars, where you play underwater. You play like swimming stuff. So there's height. You need to get to keep to remember the height your model is at, because it has effect. You can move along the, how do you say, the bottom of the ocean there?
The bottom of
the floor.
Ocean floor, yeah.
The ocean floor and stuff like that. So really interesting, and a big diversity of models.
Really nice sculpts, some cool looking stuff. And like you said, very big diversity in the models.
Yeah, and this Kickstarter for the Blood Reef setting gets you a new factions, which are, what's their name? Nereids? Yeah, Nereids. I don't know how you would pronounce that correctly in English.
Nereid, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Which are kind of mermaid-y models.
Yeah, they're like Nagas.
Yeah. And some new beast to go, like a giant shark. The model is really cool.
The giant shark that's full of like harpoons and hooks and stuff.
Yes. All kinds of scars. Looks like a vicious predator.
And apparently, he's tough to take down. Yep. So this Kickstarter runs until the 14th of April. And as we mentioned, it's already funded. So with 23 days to go, you got plenty of time to get in on this and get those stretch goals going. And
yeah, that one I'm thinking about. I have the base book, and I just skipped on the minis last time, but I might jump in because at least a small faction.
Because we don't have enough to play, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I have other people interested. You don't have to jump in everyone.
No, I know, but I don't like other people fighting for your time with me. That's... Oh. I'm a jealous podcast partner. All right. Next up. So, Black Rain Alpha Strain. And who is this by? This is by... Do we have
Shockwork Studio.
Shockwork Studios, okay.
Which I don't know. It's the first Kickstarter they run. It doesn't mean it's... I haven't looked that much into it. I find the look interesting. They're sci-fi models. Some troopers and some either suits or small mechs.
Yeah, they look kind of cool.
It looks also pretty low model count for the game. So,
yeah, it looks like Malifaux crew sized.
Their tagline is bloody 35mm cyberpunk. So,
all good things.
Yeah.
And the models are really reasonably priced. It looks $9 to $10 each. Kind of hard to go wrong.
Yeah, for that size, 35 is not small, so...
Yeah, no. And there's a bunch of extra accessories you can get, pouches, heads, armor plates, you name it. And, they've got a really good list of unlocks for the Kickstarter, mm-hmm. So you can really see what you're working towards. So that's pretty cool. Now, has this Kickstarter funded?
Not yet. So, he's at 20% right now.
Yeah, with 24 days to go. So
this one might not make it. We'll see how they work their way toward the goal. But
yeah,
it is interesting. If you're into sci-fi or how they say it, cyberpunk, the look is interesting.
Yeah, this could be the game for you. And this runs till April 15th. Next up, we have Terra Tiles, Tundras, Wastelands, and Caverns. So this is kind of a neat idea. So it's a terrain board, right?
Yes, but instead of being a big terrains, it's a bunch of hexagonal tiles with matching designs that you could make your custom map each time, which a bunch of diversities you have. Not only do you have a bunch of teams, but in the let's say look at the Tundras and Wastelands, which is one type. You have generic snow, some shrubbery, some ice lakes like frozen rivers, some pentagram, bridge, ford, fjords. So a bunch of way to make your board and change it each time.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different options on the tiles. It's a neat idea. I mean, generally speaking, we were discussing this off the air, and the problem with tiles is that they slide and stuff, and it's not so easy to keep your table all together when you're playing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But these look to be, you know, a little bit heavier. They're like a thick cardstock. This could be pretty cool.
And they're double-sided. So if you pledge for $1, you'll have two style. Like the Tundra will have the Tundra on one side and the Wasteland on the other.
Yeah. So it's double-sided. And also they have some flat-pack terrain they're also doing in the Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty neat.
In that case, it's not their first run, so they did other projects, so they already have existing stuff, and so it's not a done deal. They are already funded, but they know how to make this type of terrain, so it shouldn't be a problem in the manufacturing side. So I don't think delays would be that crazy with this project.
Yeah, they've got they're at 21,000 of the 20,000 goal with 21 days to go. So I'm sure we'll see some unlocks and some other cool stuff coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then this runs till Monday, April 11th. Next up, and last on this week's list, we have World of Twilight, the Cassani of Anjarl. You give me all the easy ones to pronounce, Antoine.
Yes, for sure. Well, I give you all of them to pronounce first, yeah, if I can.
That's true.
So this is for a new faction in the Game of Twilight,
yeah.
Which is, for people who don't know, they have a strange humanoids. They look like a mix, a bit like a more bulkier crews from Game Workshop, less vicious, a bit more friendly.
Yeah, they're kind of like E.T. meets the lizard men. Kind of
yeah, you could see that. So the Cassini look a bit more Aztec-y in their look than the other factions available.
And you got.
I've heard good thing about the game. I haven't tried it, but I always liked the look of it.
Yeah, there's some nice models. It's a very different aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they'd be fun to paint.
Yes.
Because you're not constrained by any, like, expectations of what a tiger should look like or a horse should look like or whatever. You know, it's a lizard man riding a giant something or other with fur. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of
or a giant lizard bird thing. Exactly. Exactly. So you get a lot of creative freedom on it. I'm just scrolling through the Kickstarter to look at the extra models. Yeah, there's some nice stuff here. Definitely unique looking. And so they only won $1,000. That's crazy. They're at 4,000. Sorry, 1,000 pounds. They're at 4,000 pounds now. There's 9 days to go. So this runs till March 31st.
Mm-hmm. This one was a quicker one.
Yeah, but it's still really cool.
Yes.
I like these little speed Kickstarters, but they're not looking for a lot of cash because they've already got most of the work done. They just need something to get a production run done.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I like these little quick turnover ones. All right. Well, I guess that is that. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign out?
No, that's it.
All right, folks. Well, I guess we'll see you next week, just before I head off to Adepticon.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio, and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts: unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.